Good morning, and thanks for tuning in for this week's episode of Provena Healthy Living. I'm your host, Tanisha Shade, and as you've no doubt noticed, there is a significant change in the weather out there. It has gotten cold, folks, and winter is just around the corner. So with that, we've got to talk about those bugs that will be coming soon. We can't get away from the cold and flu season. So with me today is Dr. Hemsley from Provena, and we're going to talk about hand washing, covering your cough, and just some ways to kind of keep yourself healthy and well this winter. So first of all, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
So, you know, let's talk about some things here. It's the same every year, but people just keep getting sick. What are some key things that you can do to try to prevent yourself from catching one of these bugs?
I think we all know that germs are transmitted, from one person to the next, and that's what causes diseases. And there's a lot of low-tech, simple things that most of us can do to kind of prevent that spread of germs, of which proper hand washing is one of the most important ones.
Now, a lot of people are big proponents of hand sanitizer, and I know we have a lot of that here around the hospital. Is that what you're supposed to use in a pinch, or is there one that's better? Hand washing, hand sanitizer, which one is better?
Those are good to use in a pinch, so to speak. Basically, you have to kind of think of it in terms of, on your hands, it's a combination of germs, be they bacteria, viruses. There's oils, there's dirt, and there's other debris. You might not necessarily see it, but it's a collection of those things on your hands. So what you're trying to do through the process of hand washing is, again, not only to kill germs, but actually physically remove them and remove the other debris that the germs can attach to and hide in.
Gotcha. So definitely hand washing there just can't take the place of good old-fashioned hand washing. Is there any particular age group that you see here coming into the hospital with bugs during the winter months?
Well, we all have bugs on our hands, and we all have germs in our body. Some groups are more prone than others, and it's the obvious ones. I mean, young children, they're not aware of proper hygiene as well as older people, and as well as people with illnesses themselves. And elderly people might not necessarily be able to actually provide the proper hygiene that's needed to reduce the transmission of germs.
And would you say there's a high instance of a lot of these things can be prevented, or at least you can protect yourself better just by washing your hands? I mean, some of the medicines that we take and the trips to the ER and those kind of things, can you avoid some of that with just good old-fashioned soap and water?
Very much so. I mean, studies have shown worldwide that you can reduce millions of cases of illness and causes of death just through proper hand washing, just through the elimination of these germs. And proper hand washing basically means that you get a soap or an antibacterial soap, and it's 20 seconds of actually warm water and scrubbing and rubbing your hands for 20 seconds. And if 20 seconds might not seem like a long time, but next time, get a stopwatch, start washing your hands and do it for 20 seconds, and you'll find that that's a pretty long time. Some recommendations have been to maybe slowly say the ABCs to yourself or sing some kind of song to yourself to cover that 20-second period to keep you entertained so you actually do it for that period of time. And what that does, again, is remove all that junk, that debris that's on your hands to reduce the bacterial load on your hands.
Now that we know how to do it properly, when should we be washing our hands?
Basically, whenever you go to the bathroom, whenever you change a diaper, whenever you handle a pet or any kind of contaminated pet item such as a collar or a leash or something like that. If you're caring for sick individuals, you should wash your hands before and after caring for them. The preparation of food, definitely before as well as after, if you're, especially after if you're taking care of raw food such as raw meats and everything. I'm sure there's others. I can't think of any right now.
So when in doubt, just wash your hands, right?
Exactly right. Again, it doesn't hurt, and it very well might help.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Hemsley, for being here with us this morning. And we will see you next week at the same time for another episode of Provena Healthy Living. I'm Tanisha Shea. Thanks for listening.